on Wednesday, September 4th through September 8th, Pittsburgh Musical Theater is going to be presenting Broadway at the Overlook, at the West End Elliott Overlook. Another place with a great view. So many people think of Mount Washington, but the West End Elliott Overlook is a great place. And Pittsburgh Musical Theater will provide great sound to go with that great view. And they're going to be playing, singing a song a cappella today. Y'all ready to go? We have five girls. You'll meet them in just a moment. Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name, I call myself, Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread, La, a note to follow, So. Tea, a drink with jam and bread, that will bring us back to Doe. So, Doe.
Well done. Let's meet each of you. And who's got the microphone? Oh, here it comes. Now, please tell me, start by telling me your name, where you go to school, and how old you are, please.
Hi, my name's Gia. I go to Lincoln Park Performing Arts School, and I am 16 years old.
And has school started for
yes,
you yet?
Yes, school started this Wednesday.
Now, before you pass that mic down like it's a hot potato, tell me how long you've been involved with Pittsburgh Musical Theater and what it means to you.
I've been a student at Pittsburgh Musical Theater for 3 years now, and for me, PMT is basically my second home.
What I find curious is Lincoln Park probably has a great performing arts program, but Pittsburgh Musical Theater must fill a need that you have as well. Can you talk a little bit about how those two work together?
Yeah, so I just started at Lincoln Park this year, and I have been kind of like lost at my old school, and when I started PMT, it kind of gave me a place of my own to like explore who I really was. So going to Lincoln Park was just another outlet for me.
Excellent. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
I'd like to give a shout out to my parents. They're the best people in my life, and they're the most supportive.
Are they here today?
My mom's actually at Pittsburgh Musical Theater right now helping out with their open house.
Excellent. Well, anything else you want to add?
No, thank you so much for having us here, though.
Great. Our pleasure. Let's see who is on your left. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Alyssa Bales. I go to community day school, and I'm 12 years old.
And how long have you been involved with PMT?
This might be my seventh year.
Wow, that's a lot of years. You're 11, did you say?
12.
12, sorry. And so that's a lot of your life. What difference does PMT make in your life?
Well, I love theater, and whenever I go there, I have so many friends, and when I need to get out of my life at home or need some kinds of breaks, I just have this second home that I can always go to.
That's nice. What do you like about participating in theater?
You learn to do a lot more than sing and dance. You learn to express yourself, public speaking, and also I just enjoy that.
Anybody you would like to give a shout out to?
My parents.
Great, thank you. And anything else you'd like to say? Well, let's pass that microphone on to the young woman in the middle. There's five today. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Allie Persudi, and I go to West Allegheny Middle School.
And before I forget, any shout-outs?
Probably my parents and my brother, because they're so supportive of me.
What's your brother's name?
Nate.
And your relationship with PMT, what's that been like?
Well, it really helps me when I'm going through stuff with school. It always just brings me back to what I really love to do, and that's sing and act and dance.
Do you have any thoughts? How old are you again?
I'm 12.
So any thoughts about how long you might continue doing this? Do you think you'll do it all through high school?
I'm not really sure yet.
Yeah, it's hard to predict like that. But a lot of PMT people I've seen over the years keep at it for a long time, whether it be for fun or professionally. Anything else or anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think that's all.
Great. Nice to talk to you. And we have two more girls to say hello to from PMT. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Charlotte Kinslow. I go to Chartreuse Valley Middle School, and I'm 12 years old.
And any shout-outs?
My parents and my friends and teachers at PMT.
Everybody's been 12, right, so far? Did I get that right so far? Oh, wait. I missed Gia is 16. Sorry, Gia. It was a hard memory. We have three 12s in a row. It's not that everybody's 12. It's just you three in the middle. Tell me about PMT and you.
PMT, I just get really happy when I go there. And, once I have to leave, I never want to leave. I just want to stay there.
Does that ever become a problem for whoever is picking you up?
No.
What is it about PMT that makes you not want to go? Not want to leave, I mean.
I have my friends there, and they're, really supportive, and they're also nice to me. And the teachers really care about everyone.
And do you ever do things... I mean, you mentioned having friends there. Do your friendships transcend music and dance and theater such that you talk about other stuff?
Yes, we do.
I would think so. What kind of stuff do you talk about?
You
don't have to give me an exhaustive list, but I would imagine life, right?
Yeah.
Relationships, school, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Does anybody do homework at PMT ever?
Yeah, whenever we have breaks on rehearsals, we usually do homework.
Yeah, I would think that would be a nice environment to just sort of hang out to. Mm-hmm. What's nice to meet you. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Now, we've got one more person. The bookend, the other bookend on the 12-year-olds is 15-year-old Ellie Tongel.
Okay. Well, hi, my name's Ellie Tongel. I go to Plum High School, and I'm 15.
And anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to?
My parents, my brother, the rest of my family, everyone at PMT.
How long have you been there?
This upcoming year will be my fifth year.
Wow. And do you want to go on? Do you think now you're going into 10th grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about life after high school in terms of...
Somewhat. I'd love to incorporate it in whatever I do in the future.
I can imagine. So now let's talk a little bit about this special performance that's going to be starting on September 4th, just so people know about it. It's Broadway at the Overlook at the West End, Elliott Overlook. Can somebody tell me a little bit more about it? Everybody is going. Who's going to be the spokesperson?
So the shows are from September 4th to the 8th at 7:30 p.m., and they are featuring selections from Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, The Sound of Music, Hair, Evil Dead the Musical, and the musical adaptation of Twelfth Night, Bye Bye Birdie, Rock of Ages, and Christmas Carol.
That's a lot, and this seems to have a little bit of resemblance to the season ahead for Pittsburgh Musical Theater, am I right?
Yes.
I thought I might be. How can folks learn more about the upcoming Broadway at the Overlook feature? It's all free,
yeah.
Too.
You can go to pittsburghmusicals.com and check out the website.
That's easy enough, pittsburghmusicals.com. Does anybody else have anything to say about that, or does anybody want to say anything they forgot to say or wanted to say? Well, thank you for being with us today. You did a great job. pittsburghmusicals.com is where to go for more information about the Pittsburgh Musical Theater Broadway at the Overlook, running September 4th to September 8th, starting at 7:30 each evening.
Mm-hmm.